朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们今天讲归耶和华为圣，就是分别为圣的意思。
Here we talked about holy to the Lord, which means we're distinguished from the rest.
什么是基督徒？
What do we mean by Christian now?
基督徒就是一个有分别的人。
A Christian then means he is different.
我们要跟世界有分别，我们要跟我们的过往有分别。
We have to be separated from this world. We have to be different from our past.
那怎么样有分别法呢？
And how do we be different?
有些人就故意标新立异的来有分别。
And some people would overdo this.
有的嘛就听命不凡，古里古怪的表现跟别人不一样。
And some would simply make himself very strange and very different from others.
真正的分别在哪里？
What is the real true separation?
当我准备到这里的时候，
As I came to here,
我突然想到以前我听过的一个很熟悉的故事，我不知道是不是王牧师那里听来的。
A story came to my mind.
有一个小偷。
With a thief.
那么他上班的时间跟别人的时间不一样。
His hours of working is different from others.
所以他还没有到上班的时间的时候，他就在外面逛来逛去，等到大家都睡了，他晚上才开始去工作。
He works only at night, so during the day he just wanders around.
那么他就走到一个礼拜堂的门口。
So he came to the doorstep of a church.
那么他说反正没事，他就到礼拜堂里面去坐坐也好。
He had nothing else to do, so he came into that church.
圣灵在他身上做工。
And Holy Spirit moved on.
那天晚上他接受了耶稣。
That night, he became a Christian.
大家都走了，他留下了一个牧师谈话。
When everyone had left, he stayed behind to talk to the pastor.
他把他的身份告诉这个牧师。
He told the minister who he was.
我是个小偷。
I'm a thief.
我这样的一个人信耶稣，耶稣要不要？
Would Jesus still accept me?
那个牧师告诉他说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And the pastor told him, if you are in Christ, and you are a new person.
所以你是一个有改变的人。
So you are a person who has changed.
只要你诚心的认识主。
If you truly, honestly want to know the Lord, to accept him,
你就有一个改变分别的生命。
You will be changed, and you will be different.
为他祷告，他就走了。
And after praying for him, and he left.
果然他改变。
So he changed.
那天晚上不上班
了。He didn't go to work that night.
但是他没有工作做。
So he had nothing else to do.
一天两天过去了。
Days went by.
他肚子很饿，没有东西吃。
He felt hungry. He had no money and no food to eat.
他有一天经过一个饭馆。
So he walked by a restaurant.
看见门口在蒸那个馒头。
He saw the steam bun was being prepared at the door.
那老板把那个馒头盖子刚好打开。
So the owner just opened up the lid.
哎呀，他看见那几个香喷喷的馒头，忍不住一下就抓了三个。老板也没有看到，他就把他抢走拿走。
So like lightning, he grabbed a few and went away.
他找一个地方，我不知道有没有泄饭祷告，我想他就把它吃掉了。
So he ate those steam buns.
他肚子饱了。
Then he was filled.
但是他的心空了。
But his heart was empty.
当他的肚子饱的时候，
When his stomach was filled,
他就开始在想一个问题。
And he came to face the question.
那个牧师说，信了耶稣要改变。
The pastor said you will be changed after you believe.
那个牧师说信了耶稣，生活要有分别。
And after you believe, you should be separated from your past.
他说我哪里有分别？
What have I changed?
固态浮名。
I have returned to my old being.
他越想越难过。
The more he came to it, the more sorrowful he was.
难过到一个地步就生气了。
Then he became angry.
他生谁的气呢？生那个牧师的气。
He was angry against the pastor.
那牧师骗我。
That the pastor had deceived me.
说我有分别，但是没有分别。
He told me I was going to be different, but I'm still the same.
他就跑回去找牧师。
So he went back to visit the pastor.
他说牧师你骗我。
He said, Pastor, you have lied to me.
牧师说我哪里骗你？
What did I do wrong, the pastor?
你说我信了耶稣会改变。
You told me I will be changed after I believe.
我没有改变。
But I did not.
我刚刚偷了三个馒头。
I have just stolen three steam buns.
那牧师说进来进来。
The The pastor says, come on, come on, Riley.
坐下来跟他一起谈话。
Sit down, let's have a talk.
你真的觉得没有改变吗？
You really don't think you have changed?
你真的没有改变吗？
Are you really sure you haven't changed?
你刚才不是你的，虽然是你做错了，但是也是你的软弱。
Even though you made a mistake, that's because of your weakness.
但是你真的有改变，你知道吗？
But you have indeed changed.
他说我哪里有改变？
He says, where? How do I
know? 我问你。
And then the pastor says, I ask you.
你以前偷了东西。
And previously, after you have stolen something,
你的感觉是什么？
How did you feel?
得意啊。
You feel great.
因为技术很棒。
He said, I'm so skillful.
没有被逮到。
And I wasn't caught.
我说今天你偷了三个馒头。
But today you have stolen only three steam buns.
那么你现在感觉怎么样？
What do you feel now?
他说心里面不舒服。
He said, I feel sad. I feel bad.
那牧师说你有没有改变？
Then the pastor asked him, Do you think you have changed now?
弟兄姊妹，圣洁不是一个很深的道理。
Brothers and sisters, holy is not a deep theory.
圣洁是一个非常非常简单，我们每一个人都可能经验到的事情。
To be holy is such a simple thing. You and I may have all experienced.
圣洁除了是一个道德的德性之外，圣洁也是一种分别的身份。
So in addition to being just a moral meaning, it also means you are separated now from others and from the past.
所以在28章36节，出埃及记告诉我们说，圣洁是一个分别的身份，是一个属神的地位。
So here, back to the Exodus, it says we are now separated and we are holy. We belong to the God.
什么时候我们失去了这个分别，我们就不是一个圣洁的人。
Whenever that we are not separated from the rest, then we are not holy anymore.
什么时候我们在许多的人的当中不能显出我们是属于神的，我们就已经不圣洁。
Whenever we cannot be tell apart from non-Christians, then we are no longer holy.
我们看38节。
Let's turn to verse 38.
我们回到出埃及记28章，我们看38节。
Let's return to Exodus, chapter 28 and verse 38.
圣洁第一个意义是讲到身份和地位。
So the first meaning is talking about your position and the role you play.
圣洁的第二个意义是什么？
The second meaning is
是功用和侍奉。
Is the work and the service.
或者说是一个基督徒的 function. 我们每一个人都有每一个不同的功用。
Or the functioning of a Christian.
杯子有杯子的功用。
There is a use, a particular use for a glass.
我们不把这个功用当成那个功用去用的时候，圣经告诉我们说这就不是圣洁。
If we don't use it for its original purpose, then it's no longer holy.
Webster 字典里面 holy 的第一个解释是 belonging to or coming from God.
The first explanation from Webster on holy is to belong to or coming from God.
那么在 Webster 字典的第二个解释是什么呢？
The second explanation in Webster
就是献身奉献或者分别为神所用的意思，就是 holy.
It's to set apart for the use of God. It's holy.
他用的字是 consecrated or set apart to a sacred use. 我觉得他这个定义里面一个最重要的一个 key word 就是 use 这个字。
I think the key word used in the Webster's explanation is used by.
就是说我们这一个献给神被神所用这一件事情对 Webster 来讲就是 holy 的定义。
A sacred use by God is the definition of holy.
那么在38节，很明显的在这里，我们看见有一些旧约犹太人在他们宗教规学里面的一些背景。
And here clearly in verse 38 describe the religious rituals of the Israelites.
那么我们今天没有时间去想去看那一方面，但是在这一节圣经里面，我们很清楚的看见一件事情。
But here in this verse we clearly see a message.
一个归耶和华为圣的人要担当以色列人的罪孽，而且使他们在上帝耶和华的面前蒙悦纳。
And a person who is holy to the Lord will have to bear the sins of the Israelites and to make them to be acceptable to the Lord.
有一个金牌戴在额上的这个祭司，他有一个责任。
A priest with this gold plate on his forehead has a responsibility.
不是单单来到神的面前归毫为上，我把我自己奉献给主而已。
Not only just he came to the Lord and to set himself for the Lord.
在这个地方，我们清楚地看见神提醒当时的亚伦，当时的祭司，你不可以做一个孤芳自赏、独善其身的人。
So the Lord had reminded Aaron again, you cannot just make yourself holy alone.
当我们讲到第一个意义的时候
，as we talked about the first meaning,
我们有很强烈的从一个出世的角度来看我们的信仰。
We have a strong conviction that we should be separated from this world.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们越读圣经，我们越听道理，我们知道一件事情。
But as we are getting deeper into these meanings, and we can come to a further conclusion.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记我们的信仰是出世的，我们的功用却是入世。
Even though our religion is out of this world, but our functioning belongs to this world.
我们要有出世的信仰，我们要有入世的应用。
Even though our religion is out of this world, but we should be able to work in this world.
我们把三十六、三十八节两节圣经合起来看，我们就会发现分别不是目的，分别乃是手段。
So as we put them all together, to be able to tell apart is not just the purpose, but the way, the method to get there.
今天有很多的基督徒为分别而分别。
Many Christians today just want to be separated for the sake of to be separated.
我做基督徒就要做的跟你们不一样，就是这样。
I am a Christian, so I'm a very different.
跟我周遭的人没有关系。
I have no relationship with the people around me.
真正的目的，分别的目的是什么呢？分别的目的是为了侍奉弟兄姊妹。
To be able to be separated, therefore he is prepared to serve.
我们看四十一节最后两句话，将他们分别为圣，好给我供祭司的职分。
So here it says to be consecrated so that you can work as a priest.
所以从这几节圣经来看。
So from these verses,
教会帮助一个人得救甚至受洗。
A church to help a person to be saved and to get baptized.
弟兄姊妹请注意，我们只做到了神要我们工作的一半而已。
We have only accomplished half of what the Lord wants us to do.
从这三节圣经很清楚地看见这样的提醒。
From these three verses, we're clearly being reminded of.
但是我们今天却发现有许多的基督徒相信了受洗了，他就觉得已经毕业了。
But many Christians, after he or she has been baptized, and they feel they have graduated.
我觉得教会应该帮助弟兄姊妹，不只是信主受洗，要帮助弟兄姊妹看见他在这一个教会里面有一些什么样的侍奉和职事。
So a person should go beyond just to be baptized to become a believer, should also become a participant and to do service in the church.
因为神拯救我们每一个人都有他的目的。
Because the Lord has a definite, different purpose on each and every one of us.
很多时候我们听见有人这样说，虽然不一定这样说，但是有这样的一种表达。
Often we heard this following expression.
哎呀，教会里面太复杂了。
The church is too complicated.
我来做礼拜就做礼拜就好了。
If I come to the church, I just come to the church.
还有的时候大概你们还可以用得上我。
And maybe sometime you have some use of me.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为你们在当局者迷，只有我这个旁观者清。
Because you are the authorities and you are confused, only me, the bystander, who can see the whole story.
所以我在旁边看，如果有什么不对，我就讲，你们就好好的谦卑，那么教会就有进步。
So if you need me to be a critique and to criticize on you, and you can make progress.
弟兄姊妹，这句话也许我们在外面可以派得上用场，但是我觉得这句话在教会里面是不合圣经。
Such attitude is inappropriate in the church.
尤其在过去这一年多的时间。
Especially for the past about a year or so.
在建堂的工作上。
And in the church building project,
我有一个非常非常深的体验。
I have a very deep conviction.
我们在这个白房子住了三年。
Well, we lived in that white house for 3 years.
这白房子最这边有一个房间，就是我们夫妇的 master bedroom.
And upstairs on this side of that white house was our master bedroom.
每天一早起来，我第一个往外看的就是看到这个工地。
Every morning as I got up, I look out through the windows. I saw the church was being built.
我的书桌也就是在这个窗口。
And my desk was facing that window.
每一次我在灵修的时候，我只要眼睛一抬起来，头一抬起来就看到这个地方。
And every time when I sat there and studying, I would see the project.
我一直觉得我是一个旁观者，我是站在旁边观看的人。
I often regard myself as an observer.
但是一个真正认真的旁观者。
But a serious observer,
非要变成当局者不可。
It has to become a participant.
因为当你真的有这样的一个关心神国度的心的时候
as when you care so much about the progress,
你不可能天天早上看而不走过来这边踏一踏这块土地。
You can't just stay on the sideline forever.
你看了以后踏了以后还不够，你还需要摸一摸这个地方。
You wanted to, you desire to come close, not only to stand on it, but also to touch.
有一天早上我来到这个地方。
One morning I came in.
那个时候刚好他们地下打那个水泥。
They just finished the putting down the cement floor.
那天很早。
It was an early.
天气也很冷。
It was very cold.
我突然看到一样事情，使我毛骨悚然。
I saw something and that arose my goosebumps.
因为我看见那个水泥地的地方。
I noticed on the cement floor.
我发现里面一定埋了一个人在下面。
I just felt that there someone was buried in there.
我说糟糕了，教会出了命案。
I said, "What am I supposed to do? Somebody was murdered."
因为那个人看不到，只有一只手伸出来。
You can't see the person, but you saw the hand.
我吓得赶快回去叫我儿子的妈。
I went back and I quickly to call my wife.
赶快把师母叫出来。
Drag my wife out with me.
但是当我后来再过来看看的时候
，As I came over again，
发现那是一只假手。
That was a false arm，
做的跟真的一样样。
It was made just like a real one。
是这个工地的工人恶作剧，故意放一个手在那边，让水泥埋了一半，好像有一个埋在里面，然后。
Was a trick played by the workers here by the contract。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天在教会的施工上。
In today the church service,
我们不能做旁观者。
We cannot be just an observer.
你如果要做个认真的旁观者
，If you wanted to be a serious observer,
你一定会进入那样的一个当局者。
And you will become a participant.
因为我深深的相信
，Because I'm deeply convicted.
归属是从参与而来
，A sense of belonging comes through participation.
我们今天要把这个地方当成我的。
If you want this.Place to be mine.
除非让我们找到我们在这里一份我们应该有的侍奉。
Unless you find a service, you can participate in this church.
今年我们讲到归耶和华为圣。
And this year we talked about belonging to the Lord.
我们要强调两件事情。
We want to emphasize two things.
第一，我们要强调加强与上帝的关系。
And first, we wanted to.Strengthen our relationship with the Lord.
第二，要加强跟肢体的关系。
Second, we want to strengthen the relationship among us.
弟兄姊妹
，Your brothers and sisters,
圣洁是一个分别的身份。
To be holy means to be separated from the rest.
圣洁也是一项献身的侍奉。
To be holy also means you dedicate yourself to work for the Lord.
总而言之，圣洁不是一个道理。
In conclusion, to be holy goes beyond just a theory.
圣洁是一篇生活无声的见证。
To be holy is a speechless testimony.
刚才我听见
your life.
萧金志弟兄的祷告。
As I heard Brother Xiao's prayer.
他说：“主啊，我们感谢你。”
He said, "Lord, we thank you."
在建堂的过程当中
，through building this church,
我们已经做了一种震撼的预工。
We have already put an earth-shaking pre-evangelism in our community.
我们都阿门这句话。
We're all amen to what he said.
因为我们都听到直接间接有一些人对我们教会建堂的一个夸奖。
And we have heard praises from the community about this project.
我不止一次、两次、三次听到有人告诉我说 ，GBCCA 有许多的人非常钦佩。中国郊区的教会。
And I have heard once time and again from the Chinese community how they admire the ability of this church.
他们佩服我们的信心。
They truly admire our faith.
他们佩服我们的同心。
And our united willingness.
我们把荣耀归给主。
We give the glory to the Lord.
但是呢，不过是震撼的预工。
But this is nothing but a pre-evangelism.
那还不是福音的本工。
We haven't really evangelized those people yet.
我十分相信福音的本工还需要更震撼一点。
I deeply believe to make them to be the believer, we got to shake the earth even more.
弟兄姊妹同心信心还不够。
Well, it goes even beyond the faith and was united a will.
我们需要有清心的见证。
We also need to have a testimony of a pure heart.
我们需要有清洁的生活。
We have to have a holy life.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是1992年的第二个主日。
This is only the second Sunday of 1992.
求主给我们这52个主日。
May the Lord give us all these 52 Sundays.
能够达成我们教会希望达成的目的。
To accomplish the goal of this church.
让这个教会的弟兄姊妹。
May the brothers and sisters of this church.
从传道同工执事会一直开始。
Starting from the pastoral staff, the board of deacons.
我们需要很深的道理。
We need the theory.
但是我们更需要很基本、很简单、圣洁的生活。
What we need more is a simple but holy life.
好不好？我们在主面前许下这样的心愿。
Let us have this resolution in front of our Lord.
主啊，让我今年更圣洁。
Lord, to make us to be more holy this year.
如果我在行为上
if I have in my actions,
有什么不讨他喜悦的地方
if anything I have done which will not please him,
主啊，你来赦免我。
Lord, please forgive me.
如果一而再、再而三的犯罪
if you are repetitively committed to the same sin,
主啊，为着福音的缘故，请你来管教我。
For the sake of the gospel, Lord,discipline me.
我的言语有什么地方不讨你喜悦呢？
If my words have offended you,
洁净我的口舌。
Cleanse my tongue.
我的思想有什么不讨你喜悦呢？
If any of my thoughts are displeasing to you,
你来洁净我。
Come to cleanse my thoughts.
弟兄姊妹，只有分别为圣，归耶和华为圣，我们才能够真正让这个地方能够发挥神要我们发挥的功用。
Only to belong to the Lord and to consecrate.From the Lord, that's the only way to make this place to be useful for the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，你的话是圣洁的。
Lord, your words are holy.
你的灵也是圣洁的。
Your spirits are holy.
但愿这个礼拜堂也是圣洁的。
May this church to be holy.
但愿每一个属于你的儿女也是圣洁的。
May all your children be holy.
但愿我们的家是圣洁的。
May our homes be holy.
但愿我们夫妇的关系也是圣洁。
May our relationship with our spouse to be holy.
天父，求你把星星之火带出燎原的果效。
May you give us the spark that will fire light up the whole pasture.
让我们明白你的心意，让我们也进入你的心意。
When we understand what you want us to do, and we do what you want us to do.
归耶和华为圣。
To make the holy be to the Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。